number of weeks meeting with high school students at Bridletown to prepare for baptism. And it's a special day for us. Couple of reasons. I mean, it's special for me and for Julie personally, as Taylor, Anna, McKenzie are baptized this morning. I'm also struck by the fact that two of those who will be baptized today, Jason and Jillian, are children of adults who came to faith here at Bridletown, and so that's a special thing for us as a church family as well. In every case, these five are kids who've grown up in this church. They're Bridletown's children. They're not just the children of individual families, as much as that's true, but they're the children of our whole congregation. They've been in our Sunday school classes, in our nursery, and in our youth group. I think for all of us, if you're a member here at Bridletown, a part of our church, this is a special day for us. And we also want to welcome you if you're here specifically because someone you know is being baptized, a member of your family or a friend. And it means a lot to us as a church family to have you here. It means a lot to those who are being baptized. And it's a great encouragement to celebrate with you this morning. So in Matthew's gospel, we're only told really a very small amount about what Jesus said after he was raised from the dead. And of course, it's in the 28th chapter of Matthew's gospel that we receive the simple and clear and direct instructions that are really the foundation for what we're doing this morning. It's a striking passage beginning in verse 16. It says, "The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" And so Jesus makes this dramatic claim to absolute authority, and then he prescribes that his disciples will begin a movement of teaching people to live their lives following his instructions. He goes out and says, "I want you to make more students of my teaching, and I want you to instruct them in how I've taught you to live." And of course, we know as well that he had promised that the Holy Spirit, the very person of God, would come and guide and empower and help those who put their faith and trust in Jesus to live the way that he had taught for his disciples to live. And it seems that part of that it's very clear in this passage, part of that is baptizing people. And so we're baptizing here this morning, not because we believe that this is a magical event. We don't believe that the relationship that each of these five have with God as their Father, the security of salvation, is not in any way passed to them through this event of baptism. But this is a testimony that they are making about their decision to trust Jesus for salvation and to follow him. And it is also a memory for them, a memorial, a moment in time that we hope will never be forgotten as a reminder of the commitment that they've made publicly to follow Jesus. And it's us as a church just doing what Jesus instructed that we should do, baptizing those who've chosen to follow him. And so I believe you have an insert with your bulletin there where the testimonies of each of those who will be baptized today is given for you in order. And we're going to begin with Zachary Van Gallen, and then Taylor Ann will be baptized, and Mackenzie will be baptized. Jillian Juga will be baptized after that, and finally Jason Zhao will be baptized last. So you can follow along and read their testimonies. Various people are going to be involved in baptizing these who will be baptized today. And so we'll just go from here.
I grew up in a Christian family and accepted Christ at a very young age, but it is only in the last third of my life that I have really wrestled with the big questions about the Christian faith. I've weighed it against every argument I could find against it and have found none that stood up to scrutiny. I have come to believe as strongly as I can in God and in the message of the cross. I believe that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth, dwells in all things, and loves all creation. I believe that the human race died on that day in the Garden of Eden, and that only through Christ the Savior can we return to life. Well, I cannot claim any dramatic conversion experience or any great vision. I feel that I have seen the influence of a Savior in a thousand subtle ways. While I cannot prove that he shaped the universe, I can see in nature the hand of a creator God. While I cannot see him, I still know he is there. While I still have a long road ahead in my relationship with Jesus, I have decided to follow him to the best of my ability, and that includes following his commandments, one of which is baptism. It is for this reason that I am here today, to publicly declare for the one who is both God and man, the one who died and rose again. I feel that these are the first steps in my relationship with Christ, and I know I would like to go further. For these and many more reasons, I have decided to put my faith in Jesus Christ, Savior of mankind, Son of God, who was there at the very beginning of time and who is beyond anything in the universe that he created.
Zachary, as you know, Trevor and I have taken great care to select for each of you being baptized today a verse to encourage you, to personally help you along your way, and to say some of the good things we see in you. So for you, we've selected Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ.
Zachary, do you believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you to suffer the death that is caused by your sin?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus defeated both death and sin for you and that he gives you the right to be called a child of God?
Yes.
Zachary, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord by committing to obey his commandments with the help of the Holy Spirit and to follow him for the rest of your life, no matter what?
Yes.
Then because of your faith in the Lord Jesus to save you from sin and from death and your commitment to follow him, it is our joy and great privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
I've known about God my whole life, and I became a Christian when I was really young. In fact, I can remember becoming a Christian many times. A lot of these memories come from when I was in elementary school. Almost every year, the teachers would ask us if we wanted to ask Jesus into our hearts, and I would gladly say yes every time. Other memories come from Sunday school and from home. I don't know for sure when I first became a Christian, because I was so young and I did it so many times. Since then, I've realized that being a Christian is more than accepting Christ. I believe that it means having faith and putting our trust in Him always and following His commands no matter what. Even though I try to do this every day, I obviously don't have it perfect. Just ask my parents. I know, though, that it's okay to make mistakes because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. When I ask for forgiveness, I am seen as clean in God's eyes. I've decided to be baptized because I want people to know that I believe these things. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and that He was raised to life afterwards. Because of this, I want to commit my life to making choices that are glorifying to God and His commandments.
So Taylor Ann, the verse that's been chosen for you is from 1 Timothy chapter 4. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift. Taylor Ann, do you believe that when Jesus died on the cross, He died for you to suffer the death that is caused by your sin?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus defeated sin and death for you and that He gives you the right to be called a child of God?
Yes.
And Taylor Ann, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord by committing to obey His commands with the help of the Holy Spirit and to follow Him for the rest of your life, no matter what?
Yes.
Well, because of your faith in the Lord Jesus to save you from sin and death and your commitment to follow Him, it is our joy to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
I grew up with Christian parents, as far as I can tell. I've been a part of Bridletown Park Church almost before I was born, and I've also gone to a Christian school since junior kindergarten. I guess it's a good thing that I can't remember a specific time when I first heard about God. I've decided to follow Jesus because I know that He was the only real God. I know that living as a Christian is the only way that I can be happy during life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross so that I could have eternal life. I know that the Holy Spirit is always with me to help me. In my life today, I try to make good decisions about what I should say to people and how I can react towards people. Following Christ helps me decide what I should do. It can be hard sometimes because there might be something I want to do, but realize that it would not honor God. Even though I will fail sometimes, I want to make choices that will honor Jesus so that my life will bring glory to Him.
Kent, here's a verse that we've chosen for you. It's from Ephesians chapter 4 and into 5. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Imitate God, therefore, Mackenzie, in everything you do, because you are His dear child. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. And Kiki, do you believe that when Jesus died on the cross, He died for you to suffer the death that is caused by your sin?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus defeated sin and death for you and that He gives you the right to be called a child of God?
Yes.
And Mackenzie, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord by committing to obey His commands with the help of the Holy Spirit and to follow Him for the rest of your life, no matter what.
Yes.
Then because of your faith in the Lord Jesus to save you from sin and death, and your commitment to follow him, it's our joy to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Hi. It's been 7 years since I first started calling Bridletown Park Church my church. And it's also been 7 years since God began to build a home for himself in my heart. But he decided to open the door to his house only a year ago. And it was 1 year ago that I realized how much I have changed with the help of God. Like most teens, the reason I considered myself to be a Christian was because of my parents. They started coming to church and I went with them. I learned many Bible verses from Sunday school, and I learned more about God and why he sent Jesus to save us in youth group. All those years, I considered myself a Christian. I didn't feel like a Christian, but instead, I felt like someone who went to church and read the Bible verses. When God opened that door, I realized what it truly meant to be a Christian. I now walk in the footsteps of God, finally being able to see right from wrong. Not only has God taught me how to live as a person, he has also showed me the consequences if I wander away from himself, my family, and my friends. When God opened the door, he didn't throw it open in an instant. He slowly opened it, and I slowly realized how God has settled in my life. I wouldn't be able to say when God opened that door, but I do know it was near the beginning of grade 8. The first time I recognized him in my life was when I went to a conference for youth called Me Too We. It was on that occasion that God decided to show himself to me. Before I felt God, I was an average girl, average grades, average talents. I never really stood out in any way. After I felt God in my life, everyone around me, including me, saw changes. I have become more confident. I now walk with my head held high. I've organized 3 fundraisers, all in the period of 1 year. My grades have gone up, and I know that I am important in this world. If you view this world as a black and white picture right now, I wouldn't be another black and white person anymore. I'd be the person who is bursting with color, the color of God.
Jillian, for you, we have chosen a section from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ, and God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. So, we are Christ's ambassadors. Jillian, do you believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you to suffer the death that is caused by your sin?
Yes.
And do you believe that Jesus defeated sin and death on that cross for you, and that he gives you the right to be called a child of God?
Yes.
And Jillian, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord by committing to obey his commands with the help of the Holy Spirit and to follow him for the rest of your life, no matter what?
Yes.
Well then, because of your faith in the Lord Jesus to save you from sin and death and your commitment to follow him, it's our joy to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, it's cold. When you're ready.
Hi, to those of you who don't know me, my name is Jason. And to those of you who do know me, hey, my name is Jason. Like many people, I was not born into a Christian family. However, when I was first exposed to Christ, I was so young that there was no real obstacles for me to believe in God. In the beginning, I was indifferent on the topic of Christianity. I was a child, and a child does not worry about such matters, especially if he was not born in a Christian environment. I simply went to church to meet with other kids and play. This does not mean that I rejected Jesus, but that it had little bearing on my mind at the time. There was no real dramatic turning point in my life. I did not just make the decision one day to suddenly become a follower of Christ. Instead, one day I realized that I had already accepted Jesus. The changes Christ brought into my life were subtle but significant. One of the bigger changes was by my newfound sense of security. Previously, even though I was young, I had wondered and worried about what would happen to me after death. It was quite disturbing for me to imagine not existing after dying. With Christ in my life, I realized that there is life after death, and not only that, but I could look forward to going to heaven. With my acceptance of Christ, my personality and my view of the world has also changed. I learned to accept and have patience. God gave me the desire to embody the good qualities that people have, and though it was slow and subtle, I grew in the guidance of God. In Hebrews 11 verse 4, it says, "By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead." And later in verse 6, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. As I have grown, my faith in God has grown as well. It has become easier to leave things to God, even the bigger, more important things that affect me heavily." And you may have been wondering, if he has accepted Christ already, why did he not get baptized earlier? The answer is simple. I was simply not ready to testify to others about my newfound faith. However, as time went on, that changed too. I became less reluctant and more willing to take the next step. And that led to today, where I wait before you and to testify that I have accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Jason, for you, we've chosen a passage from Colossians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart towards God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him."
Then, Jason, do you believe when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you to suffer the death for the sin, for your sin?
Yes.
And Jason, do you believe Jesus defeated the death and the sin and to give you the right to become a child of God?
Yes.
Jason, have you put your faith and trust in Jesus as your Lord by committing to obey his commandments with the help of the Holy Spirit and to follow him for the rest of your life, no matter what?
Yeah.
Then because of your faith in the Lord Jesus to save you from sin and to save you from death and your commitment to follow Jesus Christ, it is our joy and our honor to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
you were forsaken, unaccepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, my joy to honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken.